Throughout the centuries, hair has always played an important part in the sex lives of men and women. The Bible records the strength of Samson was in his hair. Egyptian ladies of high rank in the days of the pharaohs used the reddish tints of the henna plant to make themselves sexually attractive. And then again, in contrast, there have been certain societies which have found hair unattractive, so they either plucked it out, cut it, or shaved it off. As a matter of historical fact, during the Renaissance period of Italian history, women shaved or plucked not only their eyebrows, but all body hairs. This is highly evident in the paintings of young and beautiful women by the foremost artist of the Renaissance period in Europe. For some reason or other, no one can be rational about hair. In the Mediterranean countries, most women never shave their underarm hairs or leg hairs. They believe a luxuriant growth of hair in these specific areas denotes sexuality, and as long as their men find hair sexually attractive, they will continue to let it be. On the other hand, the English, the Americans, and most Scandinavians feel that underarm hair is unattractive, and so remove this unwanted hair with the use of a razor, special depilatory creams and sprays, and/or electrolysis. Women rarely remove their pubic hair. When they do, it is because their love partners find them sexually attractive that way. Conversely, some women prefer their lovers sexier without any hair, either on their heads, bodies, or sex organs. Of course, professional models in the photographic and artistic fields are often expected to be without any hirsute adornments. In this highly revealing film, you will find a female shave her pubic hair, which allows for a detailed, close examination of the vulva and all its parts, the clitoris, the mons veneris, and the outer and inner labias. There are many men and women who prefer a shaven pubis for hygienic reasons as well as for sensual reasons. As we stated earlier, no one can be rational about hair.